Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews, we finished chapter 2. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom begins Hebrews chapter 3. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My feet on this firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready and you'll follow along with us in Hebrews chapter 3. What a great chapter this is, as is each chapter of this book. Perhaps my favorite book of the Bible, although all the books are written for our admonition, written for our good, and it's the complete mind of God, but I really love the book of Hebrews, and I hope that you do too. I hope you'll have pencil and paper, you'll follow along, that you'll take notes. I trust you have a good King James Bible to follow along. We always use the King James because it is the right translation, because it's used from the best manuscripts, and it always seems to just take us in the right direction, especially as we study these word meanings. And when you study word meanings, you better have the right Bible, you better have the right text from which that Bible was translated, and so that's why we do that. I hope also that you'll visit our website. Our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, that website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. And I trust that you will go there. You can see our sermon library, where there are sermons on a great number of subjects. And then you can also, through there, click onto our Lamp and Light radio broadcast. You can also click on to our Lamp and Light radio station. We have a Lamp and Light internet radio station, 24/7, something that'll be a blessing to you as you listen to the various programs of preachers. We're adding new programs all the time, and we want you to be able to hear the Word of God and also great, godly, sound Christian music. And I hope that you will go there with us to our radio station, the Lamp and Light radio station. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, we're in Hebrews chapter 3, and we will begin today by looking at verses 1 through 6, and actually we'll just continue on through the entire chapter. Now, this third chapter of Hebrews is actually one paragraph in Greek. It identifies Jesus Christ in verse 1 as the apostle and high priest of our calling. The paragraph will contrast Jesus Christ with Moses, also with Israel in the wilderness, and with believers today. Now, I have divided the chapter in the outline as follows. First of all, the unique person, verses 1 through 6. Secondly, the unfaithful people, verses 7 through 11. And then thirdly, the unbelieving peril, verses 12 through 19. Now, having seen the fact that Jesus took on him the nature of man, not angels, but man, that he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. And also to show, as we read in chapter 2, verse 18, that he is able to succor them who are tempted. That idea of succor means to come to the aid and meet the need. So we look at verse 1 here of our chapter of Hebrews, chapter 3, and it says, Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Wherefore, as a result of making it to this point where you are right now, right here, then you need to do this, okay? This is what you need to do right here, right now. And so he says, holy brethren. And holy brethren, the word means set apart for God. Every Christian should understand that in salvation, he has been set apart from the world and unto God. You see, my friend, we are called to be holy. If you're saved, you have a direct calling of God on your life, and that calling is to be holy. First and foremost, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. We are holy by position in Christ, but we are to be holy in principle and practice in our heart and life. My son-in-law owns a tow truck business here near the Ocala, Florida area. And he has a contract, or he may still have it. I don't know. I know he had one at one time, and I don't follow the business on its daily contracts and so forth. I just happened to be there one day when I witnessed this and asked about it. But he had a contract with UPS to take their trucks when they would take them off the road for good, and he would cut them up in parts to dispose of them. And he'd have to take pictures. He'd cut it in half and take a picture. Then he'd cut it maybe in fourths, take another picture, and continually cut up and then just do away with it. And after that, he could dispose of it how he pleases. If he wanted to get money for the metal, he could do that. If there were engine parts that he might want to save, he could have done that as well. You know, you can always tell a UPS truck by the fact that it's brown and that it's clean. And they have a certain shape. And even when I looked at the pictures of one of the trucks cut in half, you could look at it and say, well, that's a UPS truck cut in half. Well, they had an identifying mark. The world needs to see when we go through the trials in which our Lord succors us. We are holy brethren. When our Lord comes to our aid and meets the need, and the world sees God has met our need, and he sees that our lives are holy. You see, it should be seen, it should be noticed, even when we're cut to the heart, whether it's a situation or with a loved one, or what have you, whatever cuts to our heart, the world should witness that we do have a God that succors us, that we do have a God that comes to our aid and meets our need. And the world should see the fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And, of course, we know that against such there is no law. We are also partakers of the heavenly calling. That is, if you are saved. Now, the great thing about heavenly calling is that it is an eternal calling. Why do I say that? Well, eternal things, that is, things that are eternal, do not corrupt, they do not fade, they do not pass away. So we are partakers of the Spirit of grace that comes from heaven. It is that grace by which we are called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, that word partakers means partners. Think of that. If you're saved, you can say, I'm a partner of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Why? Because he identified with me. Oh, he is the unique person. An imperative command is also given us who are partakers here in this verse, and that command is consider. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Consider him. That means to observe, to mind, to contemplate. It is giving time and faithful attention in order to perceive with the mind. It's allowing the mind to be consumed with. Although it is an imperative command, it is one we should fully enjoy obeying. Being consumed with the person of Jesus Christ. And that consideration is of the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now, as Moses, you and I are called of God. Jesus Christ was sent of God. You know, the word apostle means essentially a specially sent messenger. And of course, we know that the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Lord Jesus Christ came and declared unto us God, showed us who the very person of God is, because he is the express image of his person. And boy, isn't it wonderful to think of why Jesus was sent? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Well, hallelujah. As an apostle of our profession, and note, profession here is a reference to our salvation. Jesus Christ speaks to man for God. And God in these last days has spoken unto us by his Son, Jesus Christ. Although we are holy brethren and partakers of the heavenly calling, we have need to daily fix our minds upon him. When we do, our hearts are fully blessed. Now, as a high priest, he goes from man to God. He represents us before God. He is uniquely a high priest and a prophet. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Lord.